Thanks to this season's presenting sponsor, Driscoll's. Only the finest berries.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to Mystery Recipe.
I'm Molly Birnbaum, editor-in-chief of America's Test Kitchen Kids.
And I'm Mitzi, oven mitt, right-hand gal, and co-host on the show.
Every week on Mystery Recipe, we'll be talking about the fun, fantastical, and fascinating sides of a different kitchen ingredient. And at the end of the season, we'll use all the ingredients to cook a mystery recipe together.
We have a slow and steady episode for you today. First up, we are focusing on process in our pressing question segment,
followed by some unexpected obstacles in our wild card.
Hooray! Molly, this opening went pretty smoothly.
It did, Mitzi. Should we go to the theme song?
Yes, to the... Uh-oh.
You all right, Mitzi?
I'm fine. Molly, I'm trying to tell you that I have the...
Hiccups?
Yes. Yes.
To the theme.
Looks good.
I bet it tastes good.
Spicy mayonnaise vegetables for dinner?
Mystery recipe.
How are you feeling, Mitzi?
Not great, Molly. There was a little bit of a hiccup in our opening there. Not sure if you noticed.
I did. Sounds like you have the hiccups.
Yes, and when I get the hiccups, I usually get them pretty bad.
Yikes. I mean, there's plenty of tricks you can try to get rid of them.
Are there? Like what?
Well, you can drink water very slowly, or while holding your nose, or while laying upside down.
Sounds dangerous.
You could also try holding your breath.
Did you know us oven mitts can hold our breath for a very long time, Molly?
I did not know that. How come?
Lots of room for air? Yes, that.
How about you try holding your breath, Mitzi? Helping? Well, while Mitzi tries to get rid of her hiccups, it's time for our first segment, Pressing Questions. Pressing Questions, listeners, is a segment where we answer a question from a young chef using science. Here's how it will work. We are going to talk to a kid recipe tester in their home and go step by step through each part of an experiment. And when we're done and our episode is over, we encourage all of you to recreate this science for yourselves in your own recipe labs. And don't forget to tell us how it went. You can send us an email at mysteryrecipe@americastestkitchen.com. All right, should we get started with today's question? Let's hear it.
I've seen my parents make mayonnaise before in a food processor, and they add the oil in very slowly. Why can't they add all the ingredients in at once?
All right, that was Kylie, who is 8 years old from California, with an excellent question about making mayonnaise. Listeners, if you'd like to try this experiment at home, you'll need these ingredients. 2 large eggs, lemon juice, distilled white vinegar, Dijon mustard, salt, sugar, and vegetable oil. And for equipment, you'll need a food processor, a liquid measuring cup, rubber spatula, and 2 small bowls. For this experiment, we're going to be working with Kylie. I talked to her over the computer. Hello, Kylie. Can I get you to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Kylie, and I am 8 years old.
Amazing. What grade are you in?
I'm in 3rd grade, because today was my first day of school.
Oh, wow. How was it?
It was fun, tiring, and hot.
That makes sense. I can imagine it was very hot. So, are you ready to get started?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's get started. Today we want to find out why chefs add the oil in slowly when making mayonnaise. So in order to do so, we are going to try making mayo twice. Once by adding all the ingredients at once, and then again by adding in the oil slowly. But before we get started, Kylie, let's make a prediction. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, maybe... add all the ingredients at once, I think it might be maybe more like a liquid or something.
More like a liquid than a solid?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. So you have your prediction. I really like your thinking. All right, so let's get started. For our first attempt at making mayonnaise, we are going to add all of our ingredients together all at once and then process them all together in the food processor. All right, so the first thing to mention is that the blade in your food processor is very sharp, so be careful when using it. It's important to have an adult there to take the blade in and out in between batches of mayo. So for our first attempt at making mayo, we're going to add all of our ingredients into the food processor at the same time and then process them to see if they'll combine. So let's start by adding the following. First, one large egg. Amazing. All right, so the next one is lemon juice. We need 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. And then next, we're going to need 1 teaspoon of distilled white vinegar.
Vinegar is added as well.
Awesome. And then we need 1/2 teaspoon of Dijon mustard. Next, we need 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Next up is 1/4 teaspoon of sugar.
A quarter is half of the half?
Yes, exactly. Okay, and so then the very last ingredient is 1 cup of vegetable oil.
1 cup.
Amazing job measuring all of that out, Kylie. So next up, we want to put the lid on the food processor and lock it into place. And so we're going to process this for about 1 minute. All right, so how is it looking, Kylie?
I think my prediction was right. It does look more liquidy than usual.
All right, well, this is all part of science. So let's go ahead and take that mixture and pour it into one of the small bowls that you have there. This way, we'll be able to compare our 2 mayos later on. You can label this bowl all at once if you like, and we're going to try this again. So can you have a grown-up help you clean out the food processor, maybe rinse it out? Listeners, we'll fast forward here just a tiny bit. All right, are you ready to try again?
Yep.
Okay, so this time we're going to add your 1 large egg, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 1 teaspoon of distilled white vinegar, 1/2 teaspoon of Dijon mustard, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and 1/4 teaspoon of sugar to the food processor first.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So now we can lock the lid into place on your food processor. All right, and so we're going to turn on the food processor and process just until those ingredients are combined, which shouldn't take very long, like maybe 10 seconds or so. How does it look? Does it look well combined in there?
Yep.
So what we're going to do is we're going to start the food processor, and then you're going to pour that through the little feed tube on the top really, really slowly while we process it. How's it looking?
It's looking creamy.
Amazing. That's super different. Are you ready to hear some of the science behind why there was such a big difference between these two?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Mitzi. Have you been holding your breath this whole time?
Yes.
Wow, that is super impressive.
I'm telling you, my body is like 90% lung. I'm all air.
How about the hiccups?
Seems like they might be...
Oh, sorry, Mitzi.
Yeah, is this how I'm gonna be spending the rest of my life?
No, Mitzi, hiccups won't last forever. Maybe if we learned a little about the science behind what hiccups actually are, it might help. Was that a yes?
Yeah.
1 hiccup for yes, 2 hiccups for no.
Yeah.
Okay, great. We'll learn more about what hiccups are and the science behind why you need to add oil slowly to make creamy mayo right after this word from our sponsors. Grownups, these ads are for you. I want to tell you about our sponsor, the Kroger family of stores. One of my favorite things about Kroger is all their delicious Kroger-branded products called Our Brands. They have everything from ice cream to produce to pet food, and these are products you can only find at the Kroger family of stores. Kroger stands behind each and every one of them with their quality guarantee. If you're not delighted, let them know and they'll make it right with a replacement or refund. Our Brands makes shopping easy, delicious, and affordable. So check out these fresh ingredients and seasonal favorites on your next trip to the grocery store or by heading to Kroger.com. Hey, grown-ups, I want to tell you about our sponsor, Greenpan. Their Valencia collection is the winner of ATK's Best in Test for Ceramic Nonstick Skillets. Greenpan changed the way people cook when they introduced the world to ceramic nonstick skillets in 2007. If you want to stock your kitchen with toxin-free nonstick cookware, then skip the traditional nonstick coatings, which are made from plastic synthetics, and choose Greenpan. To learn more about Greenpan, visit them at greenpan.us. Plus, get a special 30% off your purchase for our America's Test Kitchen audience with the code ATK30.
Edward!
So, hiccup science. Mitzi, do you know what hiccups are?
Painful and annoying.
Maybe, but I mean more scientifically what they are. Hiccups are a sudden spasm of a muscle called the diaphragm. The diaphragm is a band of muscle just below the lungs, which helps us pull air in and force air out. Sometimes when people eat or drink too quickly, swallow too much air by accident, or feel a lot of really intense emotions, their diaphragm might begin to spasm or pull air in. But the other part of a hiccup happens in our vocal cords.
Our vocal... What now?
Our vocal cords are a part of our throat that vibrate in order to make sound. When we hiccup, our diaphragm suddenly pulls air in quickly, but then immediately after, our vocal cords close. So instead of just taking a quick deep breath, our voice cuts off the air and makes the... Exactly, the hiccuping sound.
Okay, well, now I know what is happening, but it doesn't seem to have...
Well, actually, Mitzi, some people believe that... Gah!
Gah! Gah! What?
Did I scare you?
Yes, you definitely scared me, Molly. What was that all about? Prankster.
Well, some people believe that getting startled or suddenly scared can help cure the hiccups. Did it work?
Well, maybe. Maybe.
Seems like it might have.
Yes! Golly, thank you so much, Molly. But also, that sure was terrifying. I did not know you had the capacity to be so frightening.
Worth it, though?
Yes. Worth it.
Great. Well, now that that mystery is solved, let's focus back on our experiment. So Kylie discovered that adding the oil slowly while making mayonnaise is a very important step. It all comes down to the fact that oil and water don't like to mix.
Water and oil are enemies?
Not enemies per se. They just tend to not mix together the way water and lemon juice might mix together. They'll do whatever they can to stay separate. But, spoiler, there is a way to get oil and water to play nicely.
Team-building exercises? Trust falls?
Not quite. You have to turn them into an emulsion.
Ah! We learned a bit about that in episode 1, from Teo the Mayo.
That's right. But just to review, an emulsion is a science term for a combination of two liquids that don't usually mix, such as oil and water. Or in this case, lemon juice or vinegar and vegetable oil. When you add the oil super slowly to the other ingredients while the food processor blade is whipping around, the oil breaks into teeny tiny droplets, as many as 30 billion droplets from one tablespoon of oil, that then blend into the super creamy mixture.
And what happens if you add it all at once?
Well, it's really tough to break that oil up into so many pieces. It tries really hard to stay together. And so if you add the oil in too quickly or all at once, it won't break up enough to separate and emulsify.
Huh. It all sort of bands together. And if there's too much of it all at once, it stays separate.
Exactly, which Kylie saw in her first mayo attempt. It was just a broken, greasy mess. But when added slowly, the oil was broken up and emulsified before backup had time to arrive, which makes mayo possible.
Wow, that's actually pretty simple. Sometimes, slow and steady really does win the race, huh, Molly?
Sometimes it really does. So, Kylie, what are you going to use this mayo for?
Well, I'm definitely going to use it for the corn off the cob spicy mayonnaise vegetable for dinner.
That sounds great. I love it. Well, Kylie, thank you so much for your help today on Pressing Questions. I hope you have a delicious way to use that mayo, which it sounds like you do with your amazing corn salad. And listeners, if you want to try this experiment at home, remember to tell us how it went. Grownups, you can reach us at mysteryrecipe@americastestkitchen.com.
Thank you so much for you too. Bye!
Wow, what a productive day! My diaphragm is done spasming. I know all about emulsification. I mean, what's next?
Well, next up, we have one more segment for you. Each week, we like to end things with something a little wacky in our wild card. Enjoy.
Tonight, Ultimate Mayo Warrior is at ATK, and we are letting it dip.
Welcome to Ultimate Mayo Warrior, where we've built our course right outside the famous ATK Test Kitchens. Thanks for being with us. I'm still yelling.
And I'm tired of doing this. Still, we have a very eggy show tonight, don't we?
We do indeed, Tired. Let's get started with a preview of our course. Folks, we have three brand new obstacles this week, including a brand new test called the Aioli Climb. It is unlike anything we have ever seen. Contestants must use the dreaded Brussels sprout handholds to scale the monstrous Mount Aioli. But they better keep their wits about them, because this volcano is about to erupt.
If they make it across, they must use their carrot stick stilts to trek through the pasta salad pool without falling in. But watch out for those serving tongs, because they will come in and just scoop you right up still.
That's right. One of my favorite obstacles makes for a delicious snack if they can make it across.
If indeed. And finally, our contestants will need to brave the emulsifier. They have to get from one side of this spinning food processor bowl to the other without spilling any oil, so they can slowly drip it into the feed tube and make some mayo. We haven't seen it done successfully yet.
Yet being the key word there, Tired. We're going to be kicking things off tonight with a woman whose story is sure to tug on some heartstrings. This is Monet Handler, a 35-year-old bank teller from just outside of Boston, who surprised a lot of us by being here tonight, including herself.
Coming on to Ultimate Mayo Warrior tonight was truly an accident for me. I know a lot of people aren't expecting much out of someone like me, and I'm not really sure what to expect myself. I haven't really trained for this at all. In fact, I really am not even sure how I ended up here. I am literally lost. I was just trying to get home and took a wrong turn, and I thought someone here might be able to help out, but things kind of got out of control a bit. I would like to inspire someone who is maybe here tonight or watching at home to maybe just point me back towards Needham. It's like 25 minutes southwest of Boston, and so I don't think we're really that far away.
Oh yeah, she is an accidental contestant with us here today. Let's see what this bank teller can do.
Hey, can you guys hear me? Which way is Needham? Is it that way?
All right, and here she goes. 3, 2, 1, mayo! Remember, folks, Monet does not even want to be here. We're not even entirely sure she knows what to do.
But she seems like she's off to a good start anyways, slowly making her way towards Mount Aioli.
She's got to be a little nervous about this three-piece mayo course tonight, but it looks like it's no match for Monet. With a running jump, she is making her way up the Brussels sprouts, and she is making short work of this mountain.
Right you are, Tired. Just like that, Monet has made her way to the top of Mount Aioli before it has even had time to erupt.
Whoa! The aioli is flowing, but it is not even touching Monet. She is already on to the next obstacle, the pasta salad pool.
Are these like stilts?
She is asking us some questions now.
Oh, so you guys can hear me. Listen, I'm parked right out front, and I left my hazards on. Can someone at least go make sure my car's okay?
Will she make it through our course before her car gets towed tonight, folks? It's time to find out.
Oh, come on.
And she's setting her stilts up, and look at her moving across this pasta salad pool. She is making this look easy, Tired.
It is pretty easy, actually.
Monet is on the other side, and the crowd is loving it. Woo!
All right. Hey, everyone.
And she's starting to gain a little confidence here. Let's see if she can carry it over to our third and final obstacle. In the emulsifier. She's got to carry her pitcher of oil across the spinning bowl and pour it into the food processor buzzer to claim her spot in tomorrow's semifinal round.
Oh, I don't want to do this again tomorrow, though. I am seriously pretty exhausted.
Oh, she is down. Monet takes one accidental step into the spinning bowl, and she wipes out.
And she's out of this competition the same way she came into it still, without any real idea of what's going on.
Well, that's it for Ultimate Mayo Warrior today, everyone. Next week, we'll be back to see if Monet ever did find her way home. I'm still yelling.
And I'm tired of doing this, and this is Ultimate Mayo Warrior.
Seriously, Needham, is it that way? Please. Anyone. Can anyone hear me?
Wow! Wow. I hope Monet is okay. And now, I'm suddenly craving pasta salad.
Pasta salad.
All right, young chefs, we've come to the end of Mayo Week, our second week of season 4.
That's right! And what a week it was! We learned all about emulsification and what umami means. And how to use a food processor. We'll be back next week to talk about another brand new ingredient.
And remember, at the end of the season, we'll be using all of our ingredients in a very special mystery recipe to cook together. Can you guess what it is?
So far, we've talked about pepper and mayonnaise. Could be a lot of things with those two ingredients.
True. You'll have to tune in next week to find out what our next ingredient will be. If you love Mystery Recipe, be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. That way, you won't miss an episode. And if you like this episode, share it with a friend.
And give us a review! We want to hear from you, and I love reading them. So does Oliver. Well, he doesn't read because he's a cat, but I read them to him, and he loves to hear from you. Until next time,
keep on cooking! Mystery Recipe is hosted by me, Molly Birnbaum, and I am a Sour Patch Kid. Chad Chennai is our writer and producer. He's a peanut butter cup. Our executive producer is Caitlin Kelleher. She's a lemon meringue pie. Andrea Vavjin is a Biscoff cookie, and Katie O'Hara is a chocolate brownie cookie, and they are both contributing writers on our show. Scoring, sound design, and mixing by Anya Jeshik, Strawberry Shortcake, and Matt Boynton, an orange creamsicle, of Ultraviolet Audio. Jonathan Roberts composed our theme music and is a key lime pie. Our director of post-production is Jen Margolis. She's a cannoli. Our line producer is Diane Knox, who is a chocolate lava cake. Jack Bishop is the chief creative officer of America's Test Kitchen. He's a lattice top peach pie. David Nussbaum is our CEO. And he's chocolate avocado pudding. Special thanks to our senior science editor, Paul Adams, executive editor, Kristen Sargianis, executive food editor, Susanna McFerrin, associate art director, Gabby Hominoff, senior editor, Afton Cyrus, associate editors, Katie O'Hara and Tess Berger, test cooks, Andrea Vavjin and Cassandra Laughlin, and assistant test cook, Kristen Bango. This episode featured the voices of Kira O'Sullivan, Baron Bass, Brianna Maya, and Yorgos Tsivernides. Thanks again to our sponsors, Kroger, Driscoll's, and Greenpan. Mystery Recipe is a production of America's Test Kitchen Kids.
Ugh! Oliver, the hiccups are simply the worst. Ah! Yeah, I guess that's true. Better hiccups than hairballs.
Hi, grown-ups. I wanted to tell you a little bit about our newsletter. If you love the fun food content we share on Mystery Recipe, then sign up today for our ATK Kids newsletter to receive even more recipes, activities, and stories from me straight to your inbox. As a mom of two, I always try to include things that are important to my family, and it's a great way to hear about all the new things we are cooking up at ATK. Plus, every new email added will be entered for a chance to win 3 free ATK Kids books for toddlers through teens. We'll draw 10 winners every month while the promotion lasts, and we have some great books available all the time. Head to atkkids.com/newsletter to sign up today for your chance to win.